pretty good.
I just did a little bit of, you know,
a little showbiz tune.
Exactly. Well,
all right.
The Performing Arts Center,
yeah.
Or a PAC.
So
like
yeah. So anyway, we had an opportunity yesterday to get a tour from Superintendent Ben Hodge, and also the facility coordinator, Melissa Misienko, and we went around and we started.
Moisenko.
Yeah. So. We started outside of the area, kind of the area that backs up to it, adjacent to it, near where the...
The lobby? Is that called the lobby?
Well, I guess so. It's a walk. Sure. You want to call it a lobby, call it a lobby. But so then we eventually got in there and we got a look at it. 1,600 seats, state-of-the-art, every which way but loose. And let's take you through a couple of the steps, first with Superintendent Ben Hodge.
We have kids practicing here right now. We're just waiting a little bit more for some fire things that we need to do with some panels up above.
What's
to adjust
the one
them? The musical.
Little Coming Mermaid, up? I think.
The Little Mermaid, yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, at the end of the month.
Yep.
So we're ready to go to have full capacity crowd. We can't have a crowd in here yet. That's probably like a week or so away. But we can have small groups and kids are practicing and performing right now.
I was lucky enough to see the first rehearsal in this space, you know, seeing the kids come in and just the look of wonder on their faces. Like, they're so excited. I got chills looking at them, like, performing on the stage. I'm so excited for this to really be open to the community.
And Melissa talked about how those students will get real hands-on experience.
Yeah, so we're going to have, for almost all of our events, we're going to have students running the light board and students running the soundboard and doing, again, as much as safety limits permit, running this rigging, running the stage, you know, elements on and off. So it's going to be a really, really cool opportunity for students to continue to learn about theater and technical theater and all of that.
They're going to go to colleges and they're going to learn that they learn more here than they'll learn in those college theaters.
That'd be great.
And they're working
this
with...
is so cutting edge.
Yes, they're going to be working with better technology.
Yeah.
We were just learning the light booth up there. We were learning the light board. And he's like, you know, this is what they have in Broadway theaters.
There you go.
This isn't just something, yeah. You know, we decided, oh, we can choose this light board.
Yeah.
So then on our way to the light room, so to speak, we went to a little area behind the scenes.
Here's what I know about this room, and Melissa will tell you more. This is the control room, so you're talking about really sound here, any type of sound, and then maybe holistic lights. But up above us, you'll see that the two-tiered is where you talk about spotlights and those kind of things, right?
Yes.
And maybe even if you bring in a TV production, they could take their video cameras up above. There's two ways into this room, the way that you came up, and there's a crazy cardio ladder type of step deal that's by the men's restroom over here that you can get up if you need, because they needed two ways out. Do you want to come up here? Have you been up here lately?
Because
we're going to go to the catwalk too.
Yeah, the catwalk's coming up.
From here, we're going to be able to, you know, spin these around and they'll be able to shoot across the stage.
Oh, that's fun.
They'll have cool effects that can go through them. All of our lights that shoot onto the stage, they are able to change color. Some of them can change focus and zoom.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, all of our house lights are just kind of on and off, but the ones that are closest to the stage, there's a row and those can change color as well.
And so the sort of thing that would work for a concert if someone wanted to come
yes.
in and use your setup.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, and
stuff.
We're so excited for our first Fusion concert. That's gonna be really where we're, you know, we'll still be learning, but we're going to do as much as we can with those, especially with the lights. It's going to be a really, really cool show.
Superintendent Hodge also talked about some of the smaller details and the importance of making this a real community center in which they can rent for other concerts, performances, other functions. And he started talking about even the chairs that the orchestra members will use on stage.
We bought performance chairs. So when the orchestra's on the stage, they would have to take their chairs from the classrooms, which is a mismatch right now, and it works with our auditorium, but we wanted it to look nice in the pack, and so we're buying performance chairs for them to sit in. We're not yet, because of money, buying music stands to put the music on. We know we're going to eventually do that. Is it going to come for rental fees? Probably. Those kind of things.
Okay.
Things break. Where's the money coming to fix them? Hopefully from rental fees. That's what we do now when we rent our facilities, primarily sports and gyms. You know, we generate a lot of revenue from people using practice time or from tournaments, and then we upgrade. For example, like a high jump pit, the mats themselves came from rental fees, or a new basketball back hoop and backboards came from rental fees. So that doesn't come from taxpayers. It comes from revenue that's generated by renting them.
And even with those rental opportunities, Superintendent Hodge says Avon students come first.
Our kids first. No one's bumping our kids out of our facility. That's the reason we build it, is for our kids. And then if we can make some money on that, even host a graduation by a small Lorain County school or another performance by them, then we'll rent it out to them and we'll generate revenue to support our programs and our kids. That's the nice thing about it. But we don't bump our kids out now for facility use. We won't do that any performances either.
And so the new facility will open this spring. Bruce Van Dyke, the original one, the original auditorium, opened in the fall of 1998, 24 years ago. And if you go in there, it still pretty much looks like new, too. Much smaller, 610 seating capacity in the old one, 1,600 in the new one. The other one, the old one, had no dressing rooms. This has two dressing rooms,
sure.
And you would think, you know, you go in there, countertops, lights around mirrors, really cool. You can check out pictures on our Facebook page.